getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Oh, here we go. Time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Oh, I'm cracking up laughing because there's Toy Poop on turntable number one. Oh, my goodness. What a way to start the show. Anyway, it's another exciting week. Great old-time music. Glad you're along for another batch of records here on the show. My grandson has a new thing. He has a Toy Poop. And, you know, it looks like a toy poop would look. Kind of like the top of a Dairy Queen ice cream cone, except it's brown. And it's got a smiley face on it. And every time he comes in the studio, he hides it somewhere. You know, he's five. And he hides it somewhere. And he just thinks it's so funny that he's hiding a toy poop in the studio. And here it is, sitting on turntable number one as I'm getting ready to get the show underway here. So he's going to ask me next time he sees me, did you find it, Grandpa? Ha, ha, ha. And I'll say, sure did. And then he'll hide it again. Don't tell me we don't know how to have fun in northern Minnesota. I'm telling you what. Anyway, let's get the show rolling. I got another stack of records. We got things to do. Here are the New Yorkers and the So Long Deary Polka. See, that might have sounded familiar to you, even if you didn't understand the lyrics, because that song is from Hello, Dolly. If that helps you out anyway, music from the New Yorkers, as we get another edition of the Oompa Hour rolling right along here. Glad you're with me for another week, because otherwise, what would be the point in doing this, you know? Well, I suppose I could just enjoy it myself, but it's not the same. I realized the other day that my whole goal in life, since the age of about two, is making other people listen to records. Well, it's true, though. I got my first record player when I was 2 years old. And my sister wasn't born until I was four. And I have pictures that start right out. I got a better record player when I turned three. And we have pictures in the photo album. My sister, you know, when she's like less than a year old, sitting in one of those little bouncy kid chair things. Next to me, as I sit on the dining room floor with my record player playing records while she's sitting in her bouncy thing. And I'm looking at it, you know, today, 60 years later, and I'm like, you know, I really had a captive audience because she didn't know how to walk. She couldn't get out of that thing. She had to listen to me play records no matter what. And I was into some pretty esoteric tunes by the time I was four. And, so I made her listen to records. And then I made my parents listen to records. And, as I got older, I'd make my friends come over and listen to records. I made my girlfriends listen to records. I would dub records to tapes to make people listen to my records in the car. And I've spent the last almost 50 years on the radio making people listen to records. What a weird career choice that turned out to be. Jeez. Anyway, here's Tom Duda and the orchestra from Dubois, Pennsylvania, and the Nightingale Polka. All right, there you go. Tom Duda, the orchestra there, the Nightingale Polka. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show every week. This sort of thing happens right here, wherever it is you happen to be at. So glad you're along with us here. I want to talk about the World of Accordion museum. I just realized I spelled something wrong. That's why I sounded distracted momentarily, but I'm good now. Check them out. Superior, Wisconsin, 1,400 accordions crammed into one building. Man, I would not want to be that building. That's a heavy load to bear, let me tell you. And, of course, spring is coming, and we get pretty excited about that up here in the North Country. And they'll be open doing all kinds of stuff. They'll have concerts and activities planned. I mean, they're open now, too. But, I mean, you know, people are traveling a lot more when the weather's not so weird. So I would encourage you to check them out online at worldofaccordions.org. And pay them a visit if you're going to be in the area. Put it on your agenda if you live nearby. What are you waiting for Pete's sake? And it's a nice jumping off point, the Duluth Superior area, to head up the North Shore and take in all the groovy stuff that's out there on the North Shore. Hiking trails and Lake Superior and boat rides and airplane rides and hiking and skiing and walking and camping and, oh, just all kinds of stuff. So check them out online. Take it from there. worldofaccordions.org is where you find all the information. All right. Let's do Judy and her Sushi Brothers. Is that what it says?
It does.
For a minute, I was thinking brothers is wrong, but no, I guess that is correct. Oh, it's one of those days. It's the My Heart Skips a Beat polka. See, a lot of enthusiasm in that one with a good yeah at the end. There's Judy and her Sushi Brothers there. My Heart Skips a Beat polka. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. I'm trying to hear weird where that record came from. That sure sounded like it had been recorded at Aleatoric Studios down in Minneapolis, doesn't it? But the print is so darn little. Youngstown, Ohio is where the record's from, so I have no idea where that may have been recorded, but a good-sounding record anyway. Now let's do another good-sounding record, because anything that came out of Sheboygan, Wisconsin sounds pretty good. It's interesting, though. This is from the Polka Lands record people, but across the top of the record label, it says Pop instead of Polka Land, which makes me think it wouldn't be a pop polka record, but it's Gene Heyer and his orchestra doing the bounce polka. So you got me. All right, there you go. The Bounce Polka. And I don't know if I'm doing a polka. There's some bouncing going on. That's for darn sure. Gene Heyer and his orchestra here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Another exciting week coming to you from northern Minnesota. Man, you talk about, and I know this is normal for us, weird weather, man. The forecast for coming up like tonight is like 12 below zero with a wind chill around 20 below. Okay, the last 2 days it's been in the mid-30s. It's going to be like 25 below wind chill tonight. Actual temp like 12 below. Then coming up here in about 4 or 5 days, it's going to be 40 and raining. What in the heck is going on here anyway, huh? Now, here's a record I probably should have put into the dishwasher before I brought it in here to play it today. Because this is one grungy, dirty record. And you know why? Because it's a survivor from a jukebox. In a Polish bar, as a matter of fact, from northeast Minneapolis. And so the records get covered with, you know, bar filth, cigarette smoke, and just yuck. And I'm going to play it anyway. Here's Lil Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys and the Payday Polka.
Bieda, pierca męża dziara, bo pije i lata z wieczora do rana, bo pije i lata z wieczora do rana. Bieda to ci bieda, pierca żonę kejdę, bo ci co w sobotę wciąż zabiera pejdę, bo ci co w sobotę wciąż zabiera pejdę. Mi Stasiu, powiedz chłopcze drogi, mam w króciutko suknię, czy mam skrabne nogi, mam w króciutko suknię, czy mam skrabne nogi. A ja ci odpowiem, takie słowa śmiałe, jak ma skrabne nóżki, to pokaż je całe, jak ma skrabne nóżki, to pokaż je całe.
There you go, the Payday Polka. Lil Wally with the Lucky Harmony Boys. This is Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. You want to request a dedication or whatever, just like to get in touch with the old Oompa Hour and tell me what for, you can do all that. And there are like a bazillion different ways you can do it. You know, you can write a note on a paper airplane and throw it north, and with any luck at all, it'll get here. But you can call and leave a voice message or send a text to area code 218-259-2985. Yes, you can. Or you can, sometimes I just get so confused. Did I already say you could send a voice message or a text? Yeah, I'm pretty sure I did. 218-259-2985. I was confused because somebody just asked me what the phone number was for the show. And the number they asked me, he said, oh, is it still this? And I'm like, yeah, that's it. And then I read this and it's different. And I'm like, wait a minute, what number did they have? And they had my cell phone number or something. Mass confusion reigns supreme here on the Oompa Hour this week. Anyway, you can also email oompahour@aol.com. And we're also on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. So any of those ways, if you want to get in touch with us, I always think the slash in there sounds so violent. We don't need that, do we? Let's do the Dinah Dukes and the Down Home Polka.
Mm-hmm. soldier traveling around the land may see a lot of sights. He might walk through the forest or see the city lights. He may travel around the world, but no matter where he'd roam, I think the place he'd rather be is right inside his home. Down home, gonna be with the family. Down home, that's the place to be. You'll never get that kind of love nowhere in the whole country. Down home, that's the place for me. Family life is hard at times, like pebbles in the sand. A family might break up and move across the land. But if they think it over, I'm sure they will agree. There's much more love in family life, and that's where they should be. Down home, gonna be with the family. Down home, that's the place to be. You'll never get that kind of love nowhere in the whole country. Down home, that's the place for me.
All right, there you go. That is the Down Home Polka, obviously. The Dyna Dukes here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Weird record, man. The other side of the record is also a polka. And it seems like by the title it should be a waltz. It's the Sweethearts in Heaven polka. And they're singing about who's going to die first. It's like the saddest record ever. Maybe I'll save that for next week. Because you'll just be like, what? I mean, I'm sure it's touching. Or they're touched, one or the other. It just doesn't seem like a very happy song. Anyway, now here, as long as we're talking about playing scratchy, worn-out records, I shouldn't even think about playing this one, but I'm going to anyway. Jerry Dustal and his orchestra, it's Annie in the Cabbage Patch, and this record has got a lot of miles on it.
Trahala lupeni, lupenička. Šla na ninka do zeli. Na trahala lupeni, lupenička. Přišel na ní pepicek, rošlapal i košiček. Ti, ty to musíš počít. Trahala lupeni, lupenička. Šla na ninka do zeli. Na trahala lupeni, lupenička. Přišel na ní pepicek, rošlapal i košiček. Ti, ty to musíš plačit.
Ti.
you go. Jerry Dustal and the orchestra, Annie in the Cabbage Patch, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. I was expecting a couple of good whoops in that one, like you get in the Whoopi John record. Kind of threw me off a little. Trying to decide what I'm going to do for our 78 of the week this week, because I have a bunch of 78s and none of them make any sense. I can't figure this out, ladies and gentlemen. Finally, the people with the 78s have confused me. I have some 78s here on the Varsity record label, and it says they are by the Varsity Polka Band. Okay? And they're in a booklet that says it's polka time from Varsity Records. So far, so good. Except it says the performer is Stanislaw Mrocek and his orchestra. But the records say they're the Varsity Polka Band. Then if I look inside, there's a bunch of records. Two of them are from the Varsity Polka Band. And there's three more that are extended play 78s, where there's two song on each record, each side. And nowhere does it say who the band is or who the record company is. It says it's polkas, and then there's the name of the songs, but no idea who's performing or where they came from. I don't understand what's going on, but I have a feeling we're going to hear the Varsity Polka Band here in a little bit as our 78 of the week, because my organizational skills are lacking somewhat this week. So that's coming up. We also have, of course, the official waltz for the week, like we have every week. We already had a polka done by the New Yorkers, which was a tune from the show Hello Dolly. Now I have the My Fair Lady polka. What the heck is going on? There's Larry Chesky. There you go. That was definitely for My Fair Lady, Larry Chesky and the band on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. You ready to waltz? I always try to get to a waltz usually by the time we get halfway through the show. I don't always make it, but I try anyway. And I think that while you're all waltzing, I'll have time to switch the turntable over to spin our 78 of the week, too. So are you ready? Dancers, Cousin Fuzzy and the Doughboys, here's the Snowflake Waltz. Thank you. have the snowflake waltz. And around here, there's still plenty of snowflakes, that's for sure. Cousin Fuzzy and the Doughboys here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and yes, I was able to get our 78 of the week ready to roll here while y'all were waltzing, so let's try it. This record sounds a lot better than I thought it was going to, actually. I was surprised because it's one of those laminated 78s, and the surface doesn't look as smooth as I usually do, and it's a little grungy. But she sounds pretty good. Here's the Varsity Polka Band. This is the Blackberry Polka. Like that scratchy 78 sound at the end there. That's the Varsity Polka Band. And the Blackberry Polka sounded good. I'll have to play the rest of those Varsity Band records that are in that bunch of records over there. Yeah, that was good stuff. Anyway, here we are in the middle of another Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Every week this kind of thing comes out of your radio or your iPad or your phone or your computer, your smart speaker. Huh? That's a new thing. My grandson's got that figured out. He's 5, and he always wants Alexa to play classic rock from the 70s. I don't know how these things happen. And then, you know, he's told me before, he's 5, he wants to play trumpet when he's in band. And he's already planning for, like, what, was it junior high? No, I guess I started in, like, 4th or 5th grade when I was a kid. So I don't know when they start him nowadays. But then he found out Grandpa's got trumpets. Because I played trumpet from 4th grade all the way through college and a little bit after. In fact, I'd originally gone to college to be a music teacher. So I have trumpets. I have all sorts of instruments he doesn't know about yet. And he's like, Grandpa, I want to play a trumpet. And I said, well, I have a trumpet. And he says, well, get it out. I said, it's buried in the closet. And I pulled it out yesterday while he was still in school. And he came over after school. And he came up into the room up here. And he says, what's that? There's an old beat-up trumpet case here, so that's a trumpet you can play. And he was pretty darn excited. Next thing you know, he wanted me to put trumpet music on the computer so he could play with. So naturally, I went with Herb Albert, And then he wanted me to play guitar with, which is total folly. But it was a pretty wild and awful jam session for about an hour yesterday afternoon. But that's okay. You know, it's you must encourage at all levels. So that's what I do. And the trumpet I have, I bought about, not quite 50 years ago at a garage sale in Wadena, Minnesota. And the guy I bought it from was then probably 108 years old. And he used to play it doing vaudeville shows and traveling around the country. So the case is really beat up. And the trumpet is really beat up. It's dense and stuff. Looks like it's been through several wars. And but it still plays just fine. So, and even though I have nicer trumpets, I mean, they're all like 40 years old, if not more now. That's still my favorite one to play. So it's got style. It's got panache. It's got patina. All those good things you look for when you're in the antique store, you know. We haven't heard of Matty's Brothers record in a long time. Here's the Humpty Dumpty Polka. Like one of the six records out of the thousands that I have here for doing this show that fades out. Almost every polka just goes bump bump and ends. They're fading out. That's cheating. It's the Matty's Brothers here on Tim Zumpa Hour. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm doing a brave, I don't know if it's brave, I'm doing a hard thing, a tough thing, because I have Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra here, a little 45 on the turntable. I'm going to play the Swedish polka, which is very hard for me to do because the other side has Just Another Polka on it, which is one of my favorite songs that I've played a billion times since I was like 4 years old. And I still like playing it, and I like every version of it that exists. I don't care who's doing it. And so it makes me think that the Swedish polka on the other side hardly ever gets played. So we're going to do it. I'm going to be brave and play the Swedish polka. Here's Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra. Thank you. it there. Lawrence Duke and the Red Raven Orchestra, the Swedish Polka, instead of Just Another Polka, which is on the other side that I always play instead. So there, we're trying to mix it up a little bit. You ready for Bernie Roberts and the orchestra? Sure you are. You can't expect kisses from me, Bernie Roberts and the boys, with Blondie doing the singing. It says right on the record, vocals by Blondie, and I hope that's okay with Dagwood, or else Bernie Roberts is going to be in some kind of trouble. Bernie Roberts there, Blondie singing, and the orchestra. You can't expect kisses from me here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Stick around. Got Gene Thomas and the Jolly Brothers coming up.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Okay, now I promised you Gene Thomas and the Jolly Brothers, didn't I? Yes, 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 I did. And that is what happens to be over here on turntable number one. Here they go with the Good Luck Polka.
The way we make a toast. Cheers, cheers, cheers. Everybody swing. La 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 la. Now's drove ya. Oh, that's the way we make a toast. Now's drove ya. Oh, here's good luck to you.
La 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 la
call his good luck to you. Tra la 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 la, tra la 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 la, tra la 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 la. Skull, 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 oh that's the way we make a toast. Skull, 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 oh here's good luck to you. Tra la 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 la, tra la 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 la, tra la 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 la. Close, 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 oh that's the way we make a toast. Close, 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 so here's good luck to you. Tra la 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 la, tra la 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 la, tra la 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 la. Hey, bon chance, so that's the way we make a toast. Hey, bon chance, so here's good luck to you. Tra la 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 la, tra la 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 la, tra la 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 la.
There you go, Gene Thomas and the Jolly Brothers and the Good Luck Polka. This is Tim's Oompa Hour. And it's your old-time oldie show. Glad you've been hanging out with me for another week, for the last almost an hour anyway. I think we're going to maybe fit one more record in here. Let me see if I can do some basic math here. Yeah, probably going to wrap it up on this one. So, hey, that's the way it goes, man. Sometimes you play time. It still takes an hour, no matter how many records you play. Anyway, Silradkoski Orchestra, that's who this is. And it's just so darn cute. Love Everyone Polka.
Kocham ja mamcie, kocham ja tatusia, kocham ja brata i siostry też. Kocham ja babci, kocham dziadka, kocham ja bujka i ciotki też. I love my mommy, I love my daddy, I love my brother and sister too. I love my grandma, I love my grandpa, I love my uncle and all my aunts. Kochania wszystkim jest potrzeba. I love sincerely all old and young. When I grow older,
There you have it. It is the Silratkowski Orchestra. I love everyone polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. As yes, yes, it's true. Another show comes to a close. But that means, of course, that this half a stack of records I got left over is ready to go for next week already. Ha! So I got the game practically handled for next week already.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.